Hello children, today I will be telling you an interesting story about an adventure of a great warrior named Ulysses. Long ago, after the Trojan War, the great Greek king Ulysses began his journey back home. He and his men had won the war and was trying to find their way back home, but faced a number of trials. Many of his men lost hope. Some had died of hunger and thirst. One day, Ulysses and his men discovered an island which belonged to Cyclopes. They had heard tales of the lawless creatures with one eye in the center of their massive foreheads. His men were afraid because the tales they heard emphasized that no one ever left the island alive. Ulysses reassured them, and 12 brave sailors joined Ulysses in his quest. They soon found a huge cave, which was loaded with baskets of cheese, bowls of milk, and young lambs playing in the enclosure. The men wanted to take as much as cheese as they could carry and return to their ships, but Ulysses was anxious to see the owner of the cave, so they remained behind. Cyclopes were accustomed to being out all day, leading their flock to the mountains and back home in the evenings. They lived each man for himself, without any laws or government. As the men ate, they heard the footsteps of one giant cyclope returning to his cave. The men hid in fear as they saw the giant enter his cave. He blocked his entrance with a great flat stone, closing all inside. He was enormous, with hairy arms and clawed feet, with a hideous, unblinking eye in the center of his massive forehead. Suddenly, by the glimmering light, the giant saw Ulysses and his men. On inquiring who they were, no one answered, but the courageous Ulysses. He asked the giant to be kind to them, in the name of their chief god Zeus. But the giant, instead of replying, yanked 2 men from their hiding place and devoured them at night and in the morning again for breakfast. Ulysses was outrageous and wanted to kill the giant, but he knew if he did so, he would be stuck forever, because even 20 horses could not have been able to remove that giant stone. When Cyclope returned to the cave that evening, Ulysses came up with a clever plan. He gave him a wooden bowl filled with Greek wine to drink and declared his name as Mr. Nobody, the giant. When the strong wine overcame him, the Cyclope sank into a deep sleep. It was then when Ulysses heated a 6-foot-long stick, which he made from the tree trunk lying in the cave. When it was hot enough, his 4 men blinded the giant by pushing it into his one eye. The giant's cry for help was in vain, because when the other giants inquired who was hurting him, to their surprise he answered, saying nobody was hurting him. The blind cyclope then challenged the men to leave his cave. The cunning Ulysses used his creative ideas again and deceived the giant by tying his men to each of the middle sheep so that the blind giant would feel only the outer sheep as they went through the doorway. When they were at a safe distance away from the island, Ulysses shouted out to Cyclope, saying, "Blind Cyclope, no. Who has blinded you? I am Ulysses, king of Ithaca, conqueror of Troy." And saying this, the men continued their journey. I'm sure you all enjoyed this interesting story, children. Thank you.